It's the end of the show, and we're giving up the cheers. This is the perfect pour.
The end of the show?
Yep.
Oh, God. Thank God. We're all moving on now.
Oh, end of the show, end of the year. We're over it.
You're welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are fun. The Beer Geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, the last show of 2018, the first show of 2019.
Woohoo!
Right there in the perfect window. It's going to be the pours this week. We're going to just talk about a little bit about the beer year that was for us. And not get too crazy with it like we did last year. I was listening to last year's show today, and I was just like, God, jeez, boring. These guys are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
So terrible.
We're going to have fun, though. It's going to be fun. And before the show, we're drinking some... Do you even Galaxy, bro? Part of their Bro series from New Glory, Sacramento's New Glory Bro series IPA. If you like Galaxy, you'll like this beer. Galaxy is sort of a mid-range hop for me, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's a okay hop.
Are you trying to say it's a little bit out there?
It's out there in the outer rim of beers.
Yep.
The Even Galaxy. We also had from Full Circle Brewing, Ernie's IPA, Full Circle out of Fresno, California.
Mm.
Ernie is their mascot?
Yes.
And this is the beer their mascot would drink.
There's also a guy named Ernie that works there, but I think it's unrelated.
Unrelated. We're unrelated. I remember people go in there and ask him, do you know Ernie?
I'd like to speak to Ernie, please.
Hey, Ernie, what beer do you recommend? Ernie's IPA?
That's a good beer. Enjoy that. So that's what we got going on right now. Later on in the show, we're going to give out some beers to look out for, beers we were kind of drinking. And the listeners are going to call in. There's going to be a lot of best of 2018, looking forward to 2019 stuff, I'm guessing. I am totally guessing. I don't listen to voicemails pre-show, so.
Sure you don't.
Oh, yeah. I'm listening along with you people.
First time for everything.
So let's get into the show and the culture. First off, do we have more culture than the pores? Do you guys have, you know, you have information unrelated to the pores, like beer news at all?
Yeah, beer news.
Okay. Matt.
Beer news. What do you got?
Brewers Association Board agrees to revise craft brewer definition, and it will take effect immediately and impact the way that the trade group reports its 2018 craft beer production figures. And it marks the fourth time that this definition has been modified since 2007. It will eliminate the traditional pillar as... further underscores the Brewers Association's effort to prioritize the small and independent components of its definition. Basically meaning that it had to be more beer focused for them to be considered. Now it's just the 6 million barrels and the 25% ownership. So places that do hard seltzer and ciders and things like that will now be considered in their data sheets. There we go.
Okay. So would that be a brewery that only does that, that didn't do beer? Now they're
so the, or, the saying was, should the definition be modified so breweries like Boston Beer Company were kicked out because they have a higher percentage of alcoholic drinks that are not beer based.
Right.
And then, you know, meantime, there's places like Tin City or, you know, there's small cideries that were never considered in this Brewers Association, even if they did make a beer.
Right.
Just because they were.
One of the things they did was a beer, but the Brewers BA was just like, nah, you're not.
Yeah.
Cool.
So moving forward. Brewers Association defined craft brewers will no longer need to derive a majority of their volumes from beer. In addition to meeting the small and independent pillars of the organization definition, the craft brewer must possess a brewer's notice from the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau and, quote unquote, make beer. So if you make one beer and you did something with the TTB,
and you're
good.
And your barrels aren't too big.
Yep.
You're in. Is this now what prompted this? Was it another Boston Beer Company thing where like, bros, I know we're making a lot of cider. And so
I knew I should have looked up the original article because we talked about it a few shows ago.
Yeah.
But basically it was just people that were kind of confused. They're just like, oh, there's places like Boston Beer that, you know, they make things outside of beer and that's their main focus. And other people are getting into this with, you know, the CBD and THC and the THX and the RFCA.
George Lucas reference, THX. I noticed that.
So,
actually, George Lucas started THX. And
so I think it's, you know, they just kind of say that they're future proofing themselves, saying that there are people that out there that make craft beverages that are not necessarily beer.
And, right.
You know, you probably know somebody that drinks a hard beverage that's not a beer.
I probably do.
So
there's a good chance. Look to your left and then look to your right. Touch the person on your right. Touch their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That person has drank a hard liquor before. Hard beer.
Just before right now.
Hard beer. You guys, have you tried that hard beer?
Hard beer.
Oh, yeah. It's a new thing. So good. We need a beer. We haven't opened up a beer. For officially on the show. We haven't had a show beer yet.
I love gold.
Take that.
Hear that? That's new board sound right there. That's new board. That's the first I love gold on this new board.
If you've made it 15 minutes into this podcast and you're wondering why we sound so good.
Hopefully. We really don't know.
It's like Ron White. We look good in a tuxedo. Well, this board is the tuxedo.
Yeah. Professional board. A board to make people jealous. We've got the old Led Zeppelin old school board.
Yeah. We raised enough money to purchase.
And now I got the new school board. It's got USB ports.
Mm-hmm.
Port it up.
So going around the table from left to right of your podcast now. Everybody
easy.
Wants some. Everybody wants some. It's a Van Halen referencing beer and label. Double IPA from what brewery is this?
Everybody wants some?
Yeah. Everybody wants some brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Hub or HHB?
HHB Brewed and Canned for Hoof Hearted Brewing.
Oh, okay. Hoof Hearted. XL Perro donated this to the show. He was like, he messaged me and was like, hey man, have you had this? Everybody wants them because he knows I'm a Van Halen geek. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, but I've been looking out for it for quite a while. He's like, okay. And so, I knew what that meant.
So
it meant he was going to send it to
does
us.
Does that mean it's going to go over here by the records and stuff?
I think so. It's gonna retire to the ooh, music show.
The non-beer side of the room.
The non-beer side. There's lots of music referenced ones here in the studio.
Yeah.
Here we go. I like the aroma. I like the taste.
It's too soft for me.
Yeah. Tastes like soap.
Mm, I like this.
To me, it's pineapple.
Yeah. It's juicy. Mm. It's juicy, but not.
Interesting.
But not in a hazy beer way.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Mm. Yeah. It's got tropicalness. I like the tropical IPAs. Sorry.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to start on the second paragraph of this next article, and then I'll read the first paragraph.
Interesting way
because
to go about it.
There's a stupid squared part of this article. Then there is, oh, they would do this. So in a joint press release, the two companies said they would each invest up to $50 million to better understand the market of for beverages infused with cannabis.
Cool, cool.
So this arrangement is currently limited to Canada. So do you guys have any idea who's now getting into the cannabis game?
In the U.S.?
In Canada.
In Canada.
Oh, in Canada. Oh, geez.
Canada has a wider range of weed now being able to be sold and distributed.
We have a neon light
so the cannabis
in here that's Moosehead, so it's really nice.
Moosehead! Are you just picking out things from the room?
Yep.
Carpet. Lamp.
So Anheuser-Busch
of Canada
today announced a partnership with Canadian cannabis company.
Is Canadian Tilray. Anheuser-Busch like way nicer because it's Canadian? Oh, hey there. We didn't mean to step on your toes there, independent beer. Go ahead and have that handle.
That is aimed at researching non-alcoholic beverages infused with THC and CBD. So,
big weed.
So Labatt is the AB subsidiary of Canada.
Labatt's Blue? Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's,
Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's.
Labatt's. Labatt's.
So, So, I just found that interesting that they're just like, $100 million. Yeah, we'll just invest it. Doesn't say yeah. they're actually going to release anything. They just said they're going to research the market if it's something they should get into. It's like,
we're going to throw $100 million at the weed market, see what happens.
Yeah. You know, that's just one of those interesting things where it's like, we have to cut back and, cut some jobs and close some departments and run things a little tighter. Oh, this project? That was funded before we decided to do anything else.
We just found $100 million lying around. We would have kept those people, but super after.
But that's a lot of money for them to just go,
$8,000. I've lost $8,000.
But I just feel it's a lot of money for somebody I could just go, meh. Wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
And then there's some bad news for people in Pennsylvania. So apparently we all know somebody like this where they bring up a question and then somebody goes, we don't know the answer to that. And it causes people to suffer. So the craft brewery owners in Pennsylvania are attempting to restructure the collection of a forthcoming sales tax that is slated to begin next July and would increase the cost of beer sold directly to consumers for on and off premise consumption at the state's nearly 300 tap rooms and tasting rooms and brew pubs. So as of July 1st, the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue or DOR will begin collecting a 6% sales tax for every dollar of beer sold directly to consumers via brewery tap rooms, tasting rooms, and brew pubs.
There wasn't a percentage before, and then they're making 6% or jumping it to 6%.
6% of every dollar. And they're saying that tax will be charged at the time that it's rang up. So just think about like adding CRV to a purchase. So, and then
they got to do a lot of building in like Tioga does.
Mm-hmm. But, they said that they were taxed, originally on barrels. And now it's going to be the end product to the customer. And so,
For
example, a bar owner would pay about $9 in taxes on a $150 keg purchased from a wholesaler. However, that same keg of beer sold inside a brewery tap room for $5 a pint at 120 pints would be $36 in taxes.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But they basically said that there was other... I want to see if I could find that. Yeah, listen to me talk on this new board while I try to...
Listen to Matt talk on the board. We got a new board for Christmas and for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, and your birthday.
Sure.
Totally planned it that way.
Yep. And it was so cool.
And maybe even next year's birthday.
Now we're pro. Yeah, you covered it. I'm done for birthdays for a few years. How was your guys' Christmas? Did you get a beer?
I did.
You did?
I got stocking stuff first.
Oh, what did you get in there?
I got a Modern Times. It's a blackberry raspberry Berliner. I think it's Sula.
Okay.
Solo.
Sure.
Salma.
Nah, that was Subu. That was at the party I was at last
Sabadaba.
Night. I didn't drink it, but
Sabadaba.
Sahomana.
Was it? What was the date? Okay.
Yes, it's a freshie.
Oh, all right. It's a freshie. Well, look at that. You can get a gift from somebody, non-beer geek gift, and it's within date. That's accomplishment.
So basically, my wife trolled me. She's all, "Hey, let's go to Total Wine." I'm like, "Fuck yeah!"
You're like, "Nah." And you so go ahead.
She's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go check something out real quick." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll be in the beer. Where else would I be?" And so I'm shopping, walking, you know, picking up cans, reading labels, checking styles. And so she was watching the ones I would pick up. And the ones I would hold longer, wow. She's like, "Oh, he must be interested."
Wow, yes. That's some good watching.
So she, as soon as I'd set it down and turn the corner, she would go swipe.
Wow.
So she bought them while we were both in the store somehow.
You didn't know
what she was doing.
Nick's just head in the clouds, bro.
And those ended up in my stocking.
Either that's pretty damn brilliant, or I'm kind of concerned about your
her stocking abilities.
What's going on? No, what's going on with Nick?
Or what's going on around you?
What's going on with Nick? Like, where, how deep are you in your own head?
Are you turning into Mr. Magoo? Or are you just kind of walking around?
Yeah.
Hey, whippersnapper.
Beams just happen to just get right in the right place for you to keep walking. You're like, "Oh my God, he's going to fall. Oh, look at that beam just came right there. Whoop. Nick's going to fall. No. Oh, yep.
Beam. Another one coming. Swings conveniently into place."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's good.
Well, it's not good that we're going to have to, like, check on Nick. We're gonna have to call somebody then.
Yes,
that's probably the best way to figure that out, because she probably could have messaged one of us. We would have been like, "I don't know, a stout."
Thanks.
"Hey Mike, what do you think Nick would like for beer?"
"Like stout."
"Okay, I know that."
Yeah.
What one?
"The stout kind." I could see a label in my head. It's red with white font.
Oh, so I ended up with a bunch of Lagunitas. Is what you guys are saying.
It's imperial. It's imperial. Imperial. Imperial.
Okay.
Is the beer called imperial? Or no, that's the...
They've got this ballast point here. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Does it say imperial?
Yeah, get it.
Does it have a bottle, upside down bottle on it? Then no.
Then no.
Do we have any Imperials? I think Craig drives an Imperial.
Yeah, a Chrysler Imperial.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's got 320 in it.
Wow. Ooh. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
So basically.
So, yeah, Matt.
There was a dumb guy in 2018 or 2015. In 2015, the Brewers of Pennsylvania, the State Guild asked the Department of Revenue for clarification on whether breweries were required to collect sales tax from on-site transactions. At the time, they ruled that breweries were exempt from collecting and remitting sales tax from direct-to-consumer sales. And then they revised it in July of 2018, saying, "No, you should do that starting in 2019. So somebody brought it up and just ruined it for everybody. Jerk.
Hey, you haven't said that we have homework yet, and it's almost time to go."
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that guy right there. And then here is here's some news that I don't know quite how I feel about it, but then again, even like Nielsen ratings are a sample of the general populace, not necessarily 100% correct. So there's a company called Beer Boards. They do digital menus for,
I want to work for that company,
for retailers such as Buffalo Wild Wings, Roll the Beer. And you know, there's probably more than that, but they have collected data of what people have had on draft.
Had it.
And they've tracked about 45,000 products.
Rebel IPA.
And
number one beer.
And what?
And so they basically say that, let's see here. Menu this year, that domestic beer offerings regained 2%, two percentage points of market share at its clients' on-premise locations compared to 2017, making up 51.5% of all transactions this year.
Ooh. Wait, domestic is only 51%?
Of the 45,000 products that were sold in these digital boards.
Okay.
At these restaurants. So it seems like I didn't see if there was a full list, but at least the two that they recommended seemed kind of corporate, which sometimes corporate places have mandates on what handles they're to have.
So you must have 5 Rebel IPA variants.
And I think, in my opinion, the Buffalo Wild Wings tap list would be a little bit different than, say, your Spokeasy or insert Willard's bar name here.
Texas Roadhouse.
So that's where I'm kind of like, I think those places are just naturally domestic beer driven, not necessarily by choice or whatever. So anyways, they're up 2% according to this. And then craft beer market share fell from 35.9% to 33.7%. While import beer remained steady at 14.7%.
Import beer.
And they say that domestic beer claimed more than 20% of the draft handles, up 3% over the last year. So,
wow, we gained 3%. 3% more handles. Craft beer now with 3% more handles.
And they said that light lagers accounted for 45.3% of the pour share.
Ooh, ultras. Michelob ultras.
Ultras.
And Modelo overtook Budweiser as the second best-selling lager.
Ooh.
And but yes, I mean, it was kind of interesting to see. Let's see. Oh, yeah. See, here's a good example.
There's nothing more real world than Buffalo Wild Wings.
Amongst IPA's best-selling brands included Lagunitas IPA, Ballast Point Sculpin. So, I mean, like, if...
Yeah.
And you know...
Buy out beer.
And Bell's Two-Hearted. So, I mean, that's...
Non-buyout beer.
I don't know if those are... like really good representations of
that Bell's Two-Hearted. It must be like in the Midwest. The Midwest Buffalo Wild Wings must go hella hard on the on that, because we don't see that one here.
So that's where I'm kind of like, I don't know if this is, it's kind of interesting information. I guess if you do digital menus, that's the eye-opening part for me. If you have digital menus, I guess you could collect data from people that use your service to kind of feel what's on draft. And that's kind of an interesting and cool point that I never thought about. But at the same time, I think you got to know your market. And if it's mostly corporate things, I don't know if that's necessarily a true representation of how beer is being sold.
And it's a true representation of like the real world.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings, that represents the real world. We're not the real. We're in a bubble here.
And those are my news things.
News things. Nick, what's going on over there, bro? What you got going on?
Just some local news.
Local.
A couple new breweries coming online.
Too much local.
2019.
Ooh, I think you're going to talk about one of my show cheers.
Ah, Grayview Brewing?
Yes. Ah. The boys.
Yes. Nah. Both named Jason, right?
Yep. Jason
What's
Gray.
This? What's this about?
And Jason Hatwig.
They're new brewers. Homebrewers turned pro.
Oh. Are they getting a spot?
They have their...
Yeah, I think they got their ABC, so they must have a spot.
They have that official notice paperwork, and they...
Oh, yeah. That's actually, exciting.
They actually came by Tioga.
That public
today.
Notice... alcohol public notice thing on the window of a business. That's always exciting. Especially when you don't know what the business is. You're like, oh my God, this place is going to sell beer or sell alcohol at least.
Booze.
What is it? Oh my gosh. It's always exciting when you see that.
Booze and hot dogs.
Give me that a little more. Oh yeah. Buddy wants some. No, yeah. I want some too.
Oh.
How about you?
I brought my pencil.
That wrong song.
Damn it.
Right band, wrong song.
She's down home.
That's Sammy.
No.
I like it. I like this. Everybody,
I'm getting better with it. It's getting better with
so
me.
So what? Tell me more about this new Fresno brewery.
That's all we know for now.
That's all we
know. So 411 Ales and Spirits is becoming an incubator, and I think there's going to be a total of 3 breweries in the same place. I'm assuming they'll have their own tanks.
Mike Samant, Mike from
Riley's, yeah.
Riley's is going to have a place there of his own.
So the thing is, there'll be multiple brewers in one facility. I assume they'll have their own tanks. They'll use the same brew system. That would make sense. If you only have one set of tanks, then it doesn't make sense. But so that's where they're going to brew. That location, from my understanding, isn't really tap room like zoned or whatever. So the new Bitwise 41, the old Spaghetti Factory, is actually going to have a tap room, a turnkey tap room built, and those guys will then serve their product for you. It's less work because you could walk to one place and you have 3 breweries that are featured in one place.
Nice. I don't have to even finally, I don't have to walk across the street anymore. I can just like switch bar stools.
Yeah.
Is this the 411 bar stool? Good.
So that's rapidly approaching, and
it's going to be fun for Fresno.
They came by Tioga today and they borrowed some tape from us. They had a pint, man. And then they borrowed some
they're
tape.
They're in debt to you deep. They're in way over their heads. They're like, God, we owe Tioga all that tape. What are we going to do? Leave town. We're going to leave town, see? Yeah.
One of them had commented, they're like, wow, we were at Zach's and we saw them the open weekend. We heard this and that. And I was like, yeah, well, they did good.
They did good.
I'm all that's been my life for the past couple of years now. They did solid.
Did you hear about the Zacks? Yeah. Heard about it incessantly for the past 2 years. Listening to it on the Perfect Bar. No, but
sorry, I didn't mean to steal your segment.
No, you're fine. You know more about it than I did. I'm glad.
Did you just tangent Nick?
It was about the same thing.
Was that a bonus tangent?
Bonus tangent. That was first new board tangent right there.
And if anybody's interested,
I'm interested.
Fresno State has a new Brew U course.
Fresno State!
At the downtown center coming January.
Oh, being at a downtown center?
And they have a downtown center. I think that's in one of the Bitwise buildings also.
Yeah, it's in the first Bitwise building, I believe. Maybe.
So if you want to, if you're in the Valley and want to learn beer, Fresno State is the place.
South Stadium.
Brew District or South Stadium?
Ooh, Brew District.
Brew District.
South Stadium's over.
I like Soyo.
This is over.
South of Inyo.
Good luck getting that to stick.
I like So In.
So In. I like Uptown.
Uptown Girl. That's north of Shaw, bro.
Tried to get it to stick. Somebody's already created a social media.
Oh, wow.
They haven't posted anything on it, but they claim the handle.
Campers. Handle Campers.
I gotta get that Instagram account.
Oh, you want this? $1,000. No, we'll just make a new one.
$1,000. No, we'll just make underscore.
Underscore. Dot, dot.
Just underscore it. And then you're screwed. All right, guys, let's do the pours.
Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo!
Please tell me that's not the official pour sound.
Oh, yeah. That's pissable.
Can we at least have the line alert sound? That would be better.
You like that better? All right. Well, I'll
then a woohoo.
You're going to give me...
woo girls over here.
I'm going to need a few minutes.
Oh, boy.
Woo girls!
Is it the Bare Naked Lady song? Woohoo, it's all been done.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If we can get that queued up in the next 10 seconds,
no,
then yes.
Never mind. So the let's we're not gonna get so intricate as last year, but I'm sure some voicemailers are gonna give their opinions. But 2018, it was a year of like none other. No, it was not very many buyouts. I can't even think of a buyout in 2018. I know there was, but
I think this year was more about festivals banning buyout beer, if
oh,
I remember correctly.
Oh, I think
was there a Wicked Weed Festival?
Yeah, but that was that this year? Or was that?
Oh,
I guess
that
it
last year?
No, probably it might have been this year. No, I think it was 2017.
Damn it! Never mind then. This year was about me forgetting things.
It was like, there's very little buyouts. Like basically, big beer realized like we've got enough now. We did our job. I really think this was the year of, I don't want to say craft beer it went down, but like we leveled, craft beer certainly leveled out, and the steam's not rising anymore. It's just like this is what we are now, and we're not gonna get bigger than all our pie in the sky stuff of like we're gonna take over all the handles. That's not happening. We're not taking over more doors.
No.
It's just like we're here. We're
now, yeah. Now it's drink there.
Right.
Go to the brewery.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all about local and breweries.
And the haze craze.
And all that stuff.
The year the haze craze died.
What do you think? I was listening to last year's show, and 2017, the haze was the style of the year. Is there anything that would have topped it this year? I mean, I would say the hazy beer was the beer style of the year.
Brutes tried to make a dent.
Brutes made a little dent.
Well, that was the thing for me was it's like 2016 going into 2017, it was just people, or in 2017 going into 2018, it was just like these hazies started emerging. And it was like that was a force that could just not be stopped. And now everybody has hazies like in their standard lineup.
Yeah.
And with 2018, they're just like hazies are cool. Now brutes are cool. Now spruce tipped IPAs are cool. And it's just like now they're just becoming like the ADHD, hopeless romantics of beer styles.
Yeah.
So now brewers are like, wait, what do we make a brute now?
Or do we brute or not?
Spruce tip? What's the popular one?
we'll do that.
I can't keep up with these kids these days.
Doing the first fridge mic. What's happening? Is it muted?
Brute.
Oh, shit. Our first fridge mic on the new board, foible.
Flabble?
Flabble?
Wait, block. Reenact the first.
Reenact the first.
Minute or so.
30 seconds
there.
You did.
So
there it is.
I'm sitting here looking at my fridge.
Oh, that mic's better.
Yeah, you sound better over there.
Just stay there.
Just stay there.
Okay.
But wait, bring us the beer.
No.
Just fasten the beer to Louis' collar.
You can't have both ways. I stay here or I come back.
You stay beer or you
here,
come back.
Here's a 559. I'll toss you guys from the drawer.
It might explode. Don't do that.
Don't touch it.
Boom. This is a volatile can.
Grenade.
I don't care. Send in ammo case.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up, Louie.
Oh, man. Matt woke up Louie.
Oh, great.
His tail's wagging. It's fine.
Help.
No, Send help. We can't help you. There's no way we could get
out. Did you go on a hike in that fridge or what?
Yeah. All right. Climbing back.
It's my favorite episode of, or there was like a blooper from Home Improvement where you could, there was that little wall with the fridge and they were able to walk inside. So he's just like, oh, I'll get you a soda, and opens the door and walks completely inside the fridge.
Magic
like,
fridge.
It's like, that's what I want. Looks like a regular
one day,
refrigerator.
One day.
Why do you have two fridges in here? Well, one's not a fridge.
All right. So, do you guys have a style of your whatever hazies, whatever variants, hazy variants?
Berliners for me.
Berliners again. Berliners win the day for Nick. Can you guys think of a call? What comes to your mind when a voicemail or a call this year? Does something stick out in your head? Had.
I don't have one in specific, but I do think that I almost feel like Scotty has taken the lead on people that impersonate him.
Yes. Yeah. For voicemailers, there's nobody that's more impersonated than Scotty B.
Because Chew started getting a little bit of a fan base with people mimicking his his accent and like trying to be cool like him. But Scotty,
everybody fails when they try to like do the Chew accent.
They're like, man, that's hard. Yeah, how does he do this?
But the Scotty B. You know, people can get that Scotty B down.
He's just so darn likable.
He's just so fun.
He's
just fun.
That's Chief. Just one of those things. Like, you hang out with Scotty, and next thing he'd be like, well, see you later, Chief. And you're just like, what? I've never said that in my life.
you know what's fun? You, Chief.
You, Chief.
You.
It's super.
The thing that sticks out most is, to me, is the Chew, as importance goes, is the Chew your beer at Mason Ale Works. That one actually had serious repercussions happen, but
no, it brought a lot of people forward.
Yeah, so Chew, in case you missed that, where Chew brought his family, his in-laws and an in-law and his sister and his family into Mason Ale Works, and they basically wouldn't seat him, and for no really reason. They came up with bullshit excuses not to see him, but basically is implied because they were Latino looking and trouble looking, so
you ain't got no money.
And it was a pretty significant voicemail, so I'll try to link that back just in case somebody didn't miss it, because that was that significant enough to link back to. What the hell? I'm all covering up that room. Don't worry, man. But that was like, as far as like big voicemail, like easy to think of would be that one to me. I don't know if you guys can think of them.
Now mine are just silly. Okay, that's it.
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
All the voicemails are done.
New board, same Mikey.
I know what you like. Yep.
Yep. Figured that one out, didn't we?
Didn't change at all.
Eliminate the board.
Then we're like, well, maybe if we get him a good board, the things won't happen. Things still happen.
I love gold.
There it is. New beer entering the show.
Truffle butter.
Whoop, whoop. Truffle butter. This one.
That would sound hideous anywhere else, but on a beer.
I don't have it. I don't have the beer over here.
So I was excited and then immediately let down because this is Lupulin Brewing, and then it's an Imperial Chocolate Truffle.
What?
Imperial Porter infused with chocolate. So, I mean, it's a good beer, but if you're called Lupulin Brewing, why do you make stouts and porters? Why?
Just all Lupulin.
Because they got to pay the bills.
Maybe there's a Lupulin Hop Stout.
You know, stouts pay the bills. That's what the kids say these days.
So stout thighs save lives?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Hmm. Nice stout.
Very nice stout.
Nice stout.
Socks on, off.
But there was some silly ones too, like Chef. I mean it's super recent, but the Bears. How I got everyone that was, whoever was standing by him, to just do all those in unison.
that was pretty awesome.
On command, yeah. On cue.
I think we all looked at each other and collectively lost our shit.
Yeah. Yes.
That was good.
I feel like, I mean, to me, it's between Scotty B, Chew Your Beer, and Colin and Janine as far as voicemailers.
They're on my list.
I would pick Colin and Janine as voicemailers of the year. That's my choice.
Collectively?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that because you're on a calendar?
Colorado reps. Yeah, they put me on a calendar.
They make dreams come true.
They do.
One of my favorites from them was they were playing Candlebox in the background of the voicemail.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That seals it right there.
I did a little bit of homework, not much, but the most voicemails we had on an episode was from 263.
Okay.
I don't remember how many voicemails, but it kept going forever.
Forever. That might have been the episode that prompted me to change up the
yes.
The one episode where I was like, we're just going to just randomly play voicemails throughout the episode because sitting through an hour's just sitting back through an hour of voicemails for us as a host is just like we start zoning out at some point and we're like, is this our show anymore? What happened?
Pee break.
Which I like how much control the voicemailers have of the content of the show, but at some point it gets too long. You're just like, all right, come on, we all got to go.
And then favorite voicemail / new song of the year was Paul's Rick Astley interpretation.
Oh God, do I have that? That might be one of those that's stuck in the email and I haven't.
That was from episode 266.
Oh shit! What was that one called? I might have not have that one. I think that's in the. I'll try and pull it out later.
Later.
Wait, what was that one called? What would that have been called?
Never go.
You think was it an email voicemail?
Never gonna make good beer, always gonna let you down. Making multi IPAs and weak lagers.
Weak lagers gets me every time. And weak lagers.
Never gonna make good beer, always gonna let you down. Making multi IPAs and weak lagers.
You're saying weak lagers, right? Tell me that's what he's saying.
Maybe.
Hopefully. I'm gonna say it is. You're getting Rickrolled like every time you're gonna like look at a video that's like, oh, look at this. Like two cats fight, best cat fight you've ever seen. You play the video and then it's just this.
Never gonna make good beer, always gonna let you down. Making multi IPAs and weak lagers.
I got Rickrolled.
Always a good time when Paul's around.
The acoustics of that shower are just awesome.
Live from Paul's shower.
Why are you singing in the shower again? There's good acoustics.
You're going to get electrocuted.
It's called a podcast, Mom. I'm trying to contribute to a podcast.
Are they paying you?
You're taking all the hot water. Oh, you don't even take a hot shower, Mom.
Ooh, we can open Pandora's box on that one. Wow. Sorry, Mike. Whoa, ruffle your feathers.
Hey, you don't pay my gas bill over here. Dude, it's crazy.
Everybody has gas. No, nobody has fuel.
Lots of shower time.
Lots of shower time. So, the callers, more call. You have more thoughts on the callers of the Perfect Boar? Do you, does a craft beer story come on? You have a craft, you think of like a big story in the beer world.
You mean besides Zach's Brewing opening?
Yeah, personally, it was Zach's Brewing. I think even though the independent label was technically 2017, I see in 2018, it seems like everybody uses it for the most part, and it's the resistance to it when it first came out is just sort of gone, and just like it's just integrated into the indie beer world now. It's just, I don't know if it's working like the BA had hoped it would. I have no idea if it is or isn't, but It doesn't seem like it's not working.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's people that are just like, that are looking like specifically looking for it, but it has to be working to some extent because the people that aren't independent still seem to be, cause for, you know, will talk about it and be pissed about it and stuff. So that always signals to me like, it's doing something.
Yeah. If people still see a little buzz about it on the social media.
Right. If people are still pissed about it, then it's still doing its job. I think, do you guys have a brewery of the year? Last year, and Matt and I chose Alvarado Street.
Damn it.
Nick had, God, I'm trying to remember what Nick's was. It wasn't Alvarado Street. And you're mad that Matt and I had teamed up and got Alvarado Street. You're like, ah.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Always mad.
But I don't, Alvarado Street still was amazing every time they do something, but mm-hmm. like this year it just seemed like, well, yeah, that's Alvarado Street. Like in typical beer nerd fashion, like, oh, boring. Had it. Had all their beers, even though I haven't, but it's just still like, I'm really looking forward to that one that Matt brought the other day. Not the other day. I mean, it was probably maybe 3-4 weeks ago from Sacramento.
Urban Roots.
I'm looking out for Urban Roots in 2019.
So dude. Now that they have a new brewer, not that their current brewer is good, but there's another guy that they're saying is like, he's gonna
screw this guy. Oh, you like this guy? Fuck him. Look at this new guy.
But they're saying that they could go to new heights. They could put they could go through the roof is what they're saying with this new brewer. But
Urban Roots out of Sacramento, watch out for that in 2019. So, man,
I'd say the brewery for me, also Sacramento, is New Glory.
Yeah.
Just because I remember when New Glory cans first hit town, people were like, oh my gosh, New Glory's in town. And I tried it and I was like,
New Glory.
And I was like, this doesn't even taste that good.
Ooh.
So I kind of avoided them for a while. And then I've noticed myself this year, every single New Glory beer I've had has been good, better than I could expect it, to the point where I don't even read descriptions. I just go, bring me this, this, and this. Yeah. I just blindly pick it and I like it. So that's why I picked New Glory. I was like, they're doing something right. They were just interviewed on The Session from the Brewing Network.
I listened to that one.
And I'm hoping that in there, it will give me some insight into why I like them so much currently.
You sound very cool. It was very cool.
Yeah. It looks like last year I picked Central Coast Brewing.
Solid brewery.
According to my notes.
Okay. That makes sense.
If that rings a bell.
Can't argue with Central Coast, bro.
A coastal brewery versus a coastal brewery.
Coastal. This year, my favorite brewery, mostly because of the experience, Great Notion.
Oh, yes.
A lot of solid beers, you know, hazy, unhazy. Different styles, especially that blueberry muffin beer is fantastic.
There definitely seem like I don't know the stats, but of judging by social media, Great Notion seemed to be the most traded out of Oregon. Would be Great Notion. That's what I see the most, and most seem like the most coveted was Great Notion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a fair amount of their beer on the show. For
did you go to Ex Novo?
No.
Okay.
Negative.
But yeah, I remember that this year. Nick took the Pacific Northwest trip.
Yeah, that was sweet. Looking forward to doing that again.
So the Seattle beers and Portland beers, grunge beers.
Yeah, and then as soon as I get back, I realize how many I missed.
And he went to the room that was 1,000 years wide.
That's right.
I don't even remember that.
I think he's talking the Moore Theater.
It was just a Soundgarden reference.
Oh, Soundgarden just reference. A Soundgarden. Damn reference. It. There's no just Soundgarden references.
And so I keep looking in the studio here, we have a poster of Lovecraft, who is on one of the islands in Seattle.
Yeah, he's on one of the islands.
I missed that.
Oh, yes. Fuck. That would have been awesome for you to go there.
That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Take a ferry boat.
We contributed to their... That wasn't big this year doing Kickstarters, because Lovecraft, we contributed to their Kickstarter, and that helped them get their brewery going. That didn't seem like a big thing. Crowdfunding was not very, I mean, it's still there and it still happened, but it was not, didn't seem like a big deal this year. It's crowdfunding stuff. Okay.
Did you pick your favorite, or did we?
Nobody cares.
Yes, we do. Nobody cares. Oh, everybody does.
Beer of the year. Oh wait, I can do this now. So we're still working. I'm still working with this new board here, figuring stuff out. Being crazy. Oh, damn it. There we go.
Yes. Yes.
Beers of the year.
That's not a line fest.
Matt, I want to hear your beer of the year.
Beers of the year.
So I split into two categories because I can do whatever I want.
But I won't.
So for IPA category, I'm going to say tasty.
We got you a new board, and that's what you decided to do.
That's what I did.
Just waiting for the fart noises.
Nope. There's only one fart joke in Star Wars, and it's in the prequel.
It's in film 3, hour 2.
Actually, it's episode 1.
It's episode 1. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I totally missed on what Matt's beer. Please say.
I'm just going to mute your mic there for a minute.
No.
Do you hear anything?
No, yep. He messed up putting that board closer to you.
I think you're drowning.
I was trying to breathe for a while.
Is that what happens in podcast world? You turn off the mic, it's equivalent to drowning.
Jeez, guys.
I couldn't breathe.
Can't breathe. So tasty IPA, because I feel like IPA should taste like that.
That's what it should
taste. That's my soapbox.
That's the soapbox.
And then Obsidian, that's just a damn good stout. There's nothing wrong with it. It's no adjuncts. And going into 2018, I kind of miss.
I saw it in Whole Foods today, that Obsidian stout.
That's where I bought it last.
Oh.
It makes me kind of sad that we don't see good IP or good stouts like that anymore. It's everything is adjunct.
Yeah. Can't just have a straight stout, by God.
So I guess you could just say I'm now old. I don't know. I'm 50. Changed my mind about beer.
I'm 50.
I don't
can kick.
I don't need what's next.
Stretch. Sorry, that's an old reference. You're not old. You're the kid. You're the kid of the show.
Yeah, I know.
The baby.
You're the young generation. We look to you to find out what's happening. You're out there in the mix. The single world. Single guy world.
Mix it up.
Mixing it up.
More beer? Is that what you said?
Sure.
This year, my...
I mean, Matt's looking for straight stouts. Did you hear that, Nick?
No, I was researching.
All right, tell me Obsidian Stout's a bad beer.
It's bad. Badass. If you don't drink enough of it.
There you go.
Wow. What? That was a little underwhelmed.
Was that shots fired?
Shots fired.
Pew. Well, who was that? Which one of us shot first?
I don't know.
I love
you guys both shot first.
Stouts are a waning style.
New beer.
Did you guys read that article? I think.
Really? Yeah. Who did that?
Paste magazine
said
straight ahead, American
Buzzfeed
stouts
magazine
are not. They're fading. They're pod fading. If we're not careful, soon there will be no stout left. It'll all be barrel aged or
hazy, right?
Or coffee, or cinnamon, or Matt's favorite, craisin.
Craisin. So this new beer we're having right now is called Beer Money.
Beer Money. Who's gonna scratch it?
Seven Stills Brewery and Distillery. It's a New England double IPA. Hype Can Series release.
This?
Number 21.
I guess.
And it's got a scratch and sniff, like a lottery ticket scratch off thing in the on the front of the label. It says scratch and win shares. I guess they're saying shares of the brewery.
Oh boy.
Should I do it? You guys want to do it? I'm scratching now.
Scratchy.
And this is donated to the show by Exo Perro.
I'm scratching something too.
It says bonus spot. 2 free shares with any investment. All right. So if we invest, then we get two more shares to our investment. What a win for us.
Wow.
Beer money.
Beer monies.
Did you guys see the percentage? We didn't do a whole lot of percentage game this year.
No.
You didn't, Matt? You didn't see?
I didn't. I all believe right. It's a double, right?
It is a double. all right. I have the percentage. And either one of you want to just throw it out there. What percentage you think this is?
8.6.
Matt says 8.6. Nick?
Mm. 7.9.
Closest with going over is Matt at, it is an 8.5.
Damn it.
I was going to say 8.2.
Man. Matt is just too good at this game. But Nick, Price is Right rules.
That's
Nick
right.
Wins.
I win. I could have guessed 4%, even though it was wrong.
All right, that's it. I'm taking the board back.
No!
Just spill your beer on it.
My board! Oops.
Actually, it's IP67 water resistant.
Damn it.
You could submerge it in the bathtub for 30 minutes at 3 meters.
Ooh, it's a shower. Oh, it's a shower board.
Shower board.
I don't know if it is or not.
You and Paul
just made that up.
You and Paul can record in the shower now.
Mm-hmm. Beer money. This is a good beer, though.
It's not bad.
It's too malty for me.
Too malty.
You should follow it with a weak lager.
I believe this was donated to us by our friend Tim Decker. I think he brought down some Seven Stills cans. I think he might have done a collab with them
in
some way, shape, or form.
I think maybe XL just like posted it on the forum or something.
Yeah.
And was just like, what the hell? So I just assumed XL. Decker.
It was Tim.
Alt Brew.
Thank you, Tim.
Don't call Brew.
Nick, did we do? We did Matt's beer of the year.
Did we now?
Nick, we do your beer of the year? What's your beer?
Epic's Big Bad Baptista.
What?
Yes, my beer of the year is my barrel aged Big Bad Baptista from.
Did you just Epic have that Brew one time?
So far,
have more.
Yes, I have not had it more than once, but. That was definitely a highlight of the year.
Matt, do you have any also rans, some honorable mentions of beers of the year?
No.
Just what? Nick, do you have things that
honorable
mentions?
Let me scroll through my conveniently filtered Untappd.
Obviously, Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson's back. The Cellar Blend series from Phantom Carriage is always tasty. Look at that. Alvarado Street crept in there. The Bourbon Barrel Aged Standard Crude Imperial Stout from El Segundo. That was a nice one.
Huh.
Double Stack from Great Notion. That's a good one. Ooh, war pigs. War pigeons. War pigeons from Drake's.
Did they make one this year?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
October it was really, or October's when I drink it, so sometime around there.
Close enough.
How about a rando? How about shiny objects from Wanderer Brewing? You guys remember that?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Nope. Double IPA. Wanderer Brewing. I did not write down. It's from Bellingham, Washington.
Well, I mean, I think of importance, Resilience IPA, beer of the year.
Wow.
Most important beer of the year.
Have you had that more than once?
I have. I've had Tioga's and Full Circle's Resilience. I haven't had House of Pendragon's Resilience.
Do recommend.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm hoping to make it out that way because they have a couple new beers that we need to try. So
yeah, I agree. Right there in the brewery district. Close by.
You have to go to Clovis to get
cars. Yeah, if you want to have stuff to take home. So. Messed up permit situation. But also have to mention, of course, Chocotazo.
Oh, man.
Chocotazo now a real thing, a real beer that you can buy and purchase. And maybe in about a month, we'll be able to actually bring it out of the brewery. Right now, you still can't get the crowler cans of anything right now.
It's on lockdown.
It's on lockdown. They're building up the inventory at Zach's. But once that inventory is built up, some Chocotazo beers can be sent out to various people. But right now, some honorable mentions. The lunch from Maine.
Nice.
I mean, just having it available, it's just basically it's available to every craft beer location, it seems like now. And, you know, before that lunch used to be a whale beer. And now it's that's just out there now.
Nice bottle, too.
Anything from Humble Sea this year was just Humble Sea in Santa Cruz. Amazing brewery, and if you can get your hands in Humble Sea, the Tioga's Large Farva, I rated that high this year.
Yeah,
I would like to see that again somehow.
That was an art hop release.
It was an art hop release, and it was the can by Kiever can, wasn't it?
For the
Large Farva,
yes.
Okay, Kiever, bro. The Central Coast's Mosaic Secret. That was one of my highest rated beers this year.
Mm.
The Mai Tai IPA from Alvarado Street.
Of course.
Booming Rollers, back to the filter for Booming Rollers from Modern Times. Sorry. Back to the filter from Pariah.
Mm-hmm.
The
Back to the Future reference
beer. Yeah. That was a huge beer for me. So. And then just to go back to a story I missed, the expansion of Russian River to Windsor. Now Russian River is available on the Central Coast. Was one of the few places they actually expanded into, and our buddy Tony Bags, I think, is repping the Russian River stuff in the Central Coast. So
nice.
If you're drinking Russian River in the Central Coast, Tony Bags might have touched it.
He licked it.
He licked it. He's like, nah. Yeah, Tony Bags it. So there you go. There's some the pours from us, and I'm sure we're gonna hear some more stuff from our listeners and whatnot, because you know what it's time for. Anyone?
No one looking knows? Out for beers.
Oh, you want to look out for beers, don't you? I see how you are.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Oh my gosh, the listeners of the Perfect Pour, they participate highly in this show. Mm-hmm. No other podcast trust in the listeners more than the Perfect Pour does. 559-492-0542, or you can record something on your phone and email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Record it, email it, like this bro did.
This bro.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, that bro.
This bro did. Meow. Figure out what I'm doing on this board. There it is. Matt's got it.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving.
Ooh,
I was driving a lot. I just got back from Nevada. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I must say, it was like about 3 hours faster to get there than to get back. What the heck? I know I took the scenic route, but golly, it just seemed to take a long time. Well, anyway, I know right now I'm in the world between worlds, and while I did have a great time at Revision, I already posted that on the forum and jumped
to Revision.
But there's something I wanted to say that I meant to say last week. It's concerning Binge Clark.
Binge?
Little Binge with that smooth, silky voice of his. I bet that guy is one yummy piece of man candy himself. But anyway, that's
that's a different show.
What I want to know is, if Binge Clark is drinking alcohol, does that make him a drinking binge? Just curious.
Oh, boy.
Let me know. And keep up great work. And, I'm actually having some Revision beer and eating some leftover egg rolls. But I'm not driving.
Egg rolls.
It's probably the perfect time to eat egg rolls drinking Revision.
Scotty B starts it off. Egg rolls and craft beer? I don't know. I don't know, man.
What a little perfect pour to be here calling to wish everybody a Feliz Año Nuevo. Happy New Year, motherfuckers. Chew, you be here. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but check it out, eh?
That's mean, Chew.
Calling in to give you my top 2018s, huh? My top 2018s.
Here we go.
2018 was an amazing year, and hope 2019 brings a lot more cool, fun beers and great ideas and, great times. Hold on, check it out, eh? I logged into my Untappd, and you can change your filter. You can go to your account and filter out your top check-ins. So I'm going through my top check-ins. Obviously, those are the beers I drank the most for 2018. Top three. I'm going to give you my top three, homes. Check it out. Amalgamator Beachwood Brewing. 15 check-ins. I know I've had more than those, but that's probably how many I checked in on Untappd. That came in at number one. Number two, Surf Stop, Holmes Pizza Port with 7 check-ins. And I know I've had a lot of those, Holmes. Number three, Van Ice McLeod with 5 check-ins. And I definitely know that I had more than 5 of that. I probably have about 30 beers of that, but obviously we only check you.
Keep the unique slow.
A number four, just a runner-up, was Citraholic Holmes Beachwood Beachwood Brewery and Barbecue. That came in with also 5 check-ins. So funny how I'm a big stout guy, and all my beers are IPAs, and one pale, and one fucking lager, Holmes. That's crazy, eh? Hold on, check it out. My top beer bad news, Holmes, of 2018. Like the worst news we've heard of 2018 was the Alpine and Green Flash beef. The money being owed, the Alpine not being produced anymore. That was like the worst thing I've heard. And
damn, that's a good one.
My issue with Mason Eltworks.
Yep.
You know, that was bad news. 2018. Racism still alive, Holmes. Orderly. Let's move on, Holmes. Positive notes, I say. I got a paper here. See, I had to write shit down, Holmes. I don't forget. Top greatest news, of course, one and only, Zach's Brewery is official. That's like the best news this year that I've heard. That affected me, Holmes. Orale. Top perfect pour thing is the calendar, Holmes. The perfect pour calendar.
That's
your beer
pull.
Is Mr. January, eh? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Colin and Janine,
for hanging up and
posting me up.
Zach's hey. Brewing right now.
That picture actually shows. That picture is part of my fill in the blank contest when I made a Easter egg hunt. So if you got that calendar, try to find the perfect pour logo And it's pretty cool. They probably don't know. They probably do know, but there's a perfect pour logo hidden within
see that
picture, Holmes. Also, top callers of 2018. I got to give it hands down. Colin and Janine always has great ideas, great questions. To have a couple call in like that and create the mini episodes or podcasts, that was hilarious. That was informative and funny. They got great questions and just a great couple, man. A great geek beer couple. And I'm going to end it with 2019 Perfect Pour trends. Because, you know, Perfect Pour and the listeners were trendsetters, Holmes. So, the trend of 2018, hashtag sweep the board, eh?
Sweep the board!
Guess who started that essay? Yours truly, True Your Beer at 818.
No, I started that, bro.
Over the board. Eh? It was every 3 hours. Sorry, bro. I took it over. Luckily, I was wearing an Untappd hat, so I looked like an official beer geek Untapper, Holmes. That was hilarious. People kept asking me if that was me, and I kept... It's like I was giving out autographs, Holmes. People just gave me high fives. I said, that was hilarious. Also, Javier Arroyo is picking up right behind me, Holmes. So I like it when people also shoot for the same goals. That's it. So, Javier, there's a little cheers to you, Holmes. Other than that, this is True Your Beer. And 2019, really looking forward to it, Holmes. I just enjoyed a nice stout, Holmes, from it's called Wakey Wakey from Across the Grain. New Glory, my bad. And it's a beer that Phil Ogden sent me in the beer mail. Delicious beer, Holmes. Buzzing off of that and another one that I had. But other than that, man, this is True Your Beer. Thank you, 2018, and hello, 2019. I had to watch it, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Thank you, Chew. Chew went long there, but hopefully Chew didn't call in, so we'll allow it since Chew didn't call in again. So thanks, Chew, for all your 2018 stuff and everything that Chew all. Chew, obviously one of the best listeners any podcast could ask for. So thank you, Chew, for everything you did this year, and looking forward to 2019. It's just 2019 just so open.
Open.
There's no like for expectation. It's just it's for any year more than that, any year that I've ever, just the most open year to me right now is 2019.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
I'm just leaving work.
Okay.
It's Christmas Eve.
Okay. It's not the world be doing the world show. It's just Scotty B.
And I'm at work, right? And we did a Secret Santa thing, right? And
okay.
My Secret Santa got me a $25 gift card for BevMo.
Oh.
Very thoughtful.
They know you.
And she got me
nice
a 6-pack of Juicy from Barrel House Brewing Company.
Oh my God.
So I come into work and I come late, so she's already there. It's on my desk.
That's there's quite a bit. That's like a $35.
It, and it's got a bottle opener it, hanging from it.
The Juicy?
And but it no, had but all these,
got like, $25.
You know, those decorative papers stuffed on the top. So you couldn't really see what was in it. But it said beer on the bag. A gift bag, it said beer.
Beer.
We're not supposed to have beer at work. It's kind of against the rules. And you know how I am about the rules.
At Matt's so like, work, you're supposed to have beer.
Luckily, I happen to have.
It's a bad day if they don't.
Yeah. Chest. You're not allowed beer here.
Isn't that great? So, yeah, I put it in my ice chest. I gave the strawberry milkshake cider to a coworker. And
strawberry milkshake cider.
A nice Secret Santa thingy. Isn't that fun?
Somebody's getting ripped.
Also, speaking of strawberry milkshake,
here's my strawberry milkshake cider.
I'm going to have some of that for you, and I'm also going to have some hibiscus cream ale, too.
He loves that hibiscus. That's always
fun. He does.
Very he's red, all about
very pretty.
It.
Hibiscus.
And I'll make sure you guys get some of that.
All right.
Oh, look, there's somebody crossing the street at night.
Hit him!
In dark clothes. That's always smart.
It's a good, anyway, good looking out. He's fine. You got him.
So, keep up the great work.
I'm driving.
Got it.
Oh, wait, Murray Christmas too, folks.
Murray?
Murray.
Murray Christmas.
It's different than a Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah, Murray Christmas. That's after Christmas where you're like, have a Murray Christmas.
So we were tailgating and Mike does a live reading of current Untappd happenings and Scotty B checks in a Juicy. And we're like, that's weird for Scotty. Why is he drinking that? And here it is. There's the answer.
There he is. Look at
it was a gift.
It was a gift. He drank it still and he checked it in, Chief. I'm going to still check it in.
It's Chief. Still beer, Chief.
It's still beer.
Hey, guys.
No.
Yes.
Do not start a new trend.
New trend. Right there.
Hey.
Avi.
Happy Hall of Haze. Guys,
happy holidays, Nick. Happy holidays.
I'm leaving.
Right. It's the merriest, jolliest time of year.
It is.
And, hallelujah! Holy shit!
I'm about to go to
family. Hallelujah!
Have some dinner. Brought a bunch of beer.
Where's the Tylenol?
Got some hazies. Got some stouts. Got some porters. Got some lagers. All of the above, and I'm excited to start drinking. Right. But hey, kind of you were talking about like top favorite moments of Perfect Pour. And one of my favorite parts of the Perfect Pour, other than you guys, is Nick's intros.
Yes.
I don't know what they call them. Soft intro? I don't know.
they're always hard.
Those little things at the beginning.
No,
they're
super hard.
They're freaking hilarious and they make me laugh. And one of my favorite ones is... And I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it was something along the lines of walked up to the bar, said, hey, they're beautiful. And girl turns next to me and says, are you talking to me? And I said, no, sorry, I'm talking to my beer. That one really made me
is
laugh.
The perfect pour.
I actually laughed for a good, like, 3 minutes after that. That was really funny. But anyway.
I too enjoyed that
also
one.
Also, one thing I wanted to mention, I went into work the other day and I was looking through our little basket of new tap handles that are coming on and beers that are coming on, and I saw a tap handle that looked like a Dunkin' Donuts label. So I looked at it, and I'm not sure if this is the one they were talking about, but it's the Harpoon.
Yep.
It's called Dunkin' Porter or something like that. So, I'm looking forward to that. Especially since, you know, these tap handles are now making it everywhere, and I don't know if they've gotten sued
because
by Dunkin'
they're
Donuts
fun.
Yet. So, also, yeah, I still sound pretty under the weather. I've actually had bronchitis for the past 7 weeks, and that's I just good. Got on antibiotics.
That kind of curbs the drinking.
About a week ago, so I'm just getting
it
rid of it.
Heightens
so.
The drinking.
Yeah. Other than that,
you go from buzz to passed out.
Yeah,
I appreciate
10.7 seconds.
You guys are my favorite people to listen to on my commute to work. And because of you guys, you know,
are you on the five? Going north of the five, commuting to work on the five.
The United States, you know, single cam, which we still have not met up yet. So single cam. I'm done with college. I have more time.
Whoa.
Let's meet up.
Party.
Let's get it.
Woo! Our kids, they're growing up. They're growing up so fast.
But anyway, hit the 3 minute mark. Guys, have a good holiday.
Cats in the cradle, man.
Mexican beer cotto out.
Out. Cheers.
And keep up the good work.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
There it is. That's how you close a voicemail.
Yeah. Bye was a trend this year. Yeah. The Perfect Pour. That was a trend. I feel like the Fontana Jim started that, but I don't know. Who knows? Who really knows anything anymore? Those were all our emails. Perfect Pour Podcast at gmail.com. Just record it on your phone whenever you're just hanging out with your phone. You're like, oh man, I got something to say to the Perfect Pour.
I'm scared.
Email it. Why?
That was all our emails?
Those are all the... Why? Is
there
something...
There's some key emailers that didn't...
I know. Right? Right?
Some key mailers?
Key mailers. Oh.
Some people didn't call in. And Janine sure didn't.
Janine?
May leave a message.
What do you, Janine?
when you know when you call
what
it
are you
Janine,
trying
usually.
To Janine about that. Oh, and there isn't. Oh, we don't have traditional voicemails. What happened to Colin and Janine? Where's Paul?
Wow.
What's going on?
Do they know?
Do they not know?
Are we on the wrong night?
Wait. Yeah, where are we at? What are we doing?
Are we?
This makes me question everything.
Everybody have, you know, because maybe the holiday being on an odd day, it kind of messed everybody up.
Yeah, I guess so.
They all ate dinner and passed out.
I guess so.
I'll just make a road call after dinner.
I'll call him after this.
It was the mix pack, wasn't it?
Is this a variety pack? Hey, Uncle Frank, what do you think? Is this a variety pack or a mix pack? What the hell is he asking me? God damn, your son.
Can we get a price check on a mixed pack of guitar strings, please? Mixed pack of guitar strings.
We got some G strings, E strings, various F strings, all kinds, all the strings.
Is it mixed pack for guitars and variety pack for basses?
Yeah, there's some bass strings in there. There's some violin strings. Total mixed pack of strings.
The customer would like to buy just the black keys for the keyboard. Can we?
Sure.
Can we sell them just the black keys?
We'll also have to sell them all the white keys with those.
Free with purchase.
Yeah.
Who's got a coupon?
Free with purchase, white keys. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers to look out for right now and in 2019.
Ooh.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Here's my
you
prediction.
Tell us what.
Style of the year, 2019. And really? There hasn't been any trend at all for this.
Okay.
I'm just saying this.
Right.
I'm saying this is going to be the beer that's going to begin trending in 2019.
Is this considered insider trading? Are we going to go to jail?
Maybe. Hoppy stouts.
Oh, jeez.
Hoppy stouts.
Why you got to ruin my thing?
Yeah, Sierra Nevada already makes one.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the trend.
But it's not labeled.
I'm not saying it's going to be invented this year.
It's an American stout. American means hoppy.
America.
That's going to be the trend this year.
Hoppy stout.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's my prediction. 2019. It's going to be a fun year because no rules. 2019, no rules. Everything's open. Matt, what are you looking out for this week and whatever?
From you whatever, guessed it, New Glory.
Time. Ooh,
they have Nelson Dream IPA. So it's a single hop Nelson 6.8% IPA.
Is it a new one from them?
Yes.
Oh,
they apparently it's a hop series that they're doing. The last one they did was Citra Dream, so now it's Nelson Dream. And
Citra Dream.
This next title is for Mikey.
Oh, okay.
So they've released some beers called Soaked, Dripping Wet, and Washed Out. So this one's an American pale ale brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops and fermented with our expressive ale yeast.
Expressive.
And it's called Moist. Moist pale ale.
Oh, boy.
Lots of people don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
There's a style trend for you.
Yeah, Moist pails.
We've gone beyond wet hops. We're now in moist pails. Yep.
The moist pail.
All right. I'll look out for
it. Both those are draft only, so hopefully...
Draft only,
hopefully
actually.
Somebody can kick us down a couple of crowlers.
Yeah.
And then this one came in from 8-Bit Brewing Company. They have A Night at the Hopsbury. Hopsbury.
Wow. We're getting deep in the hops names.
Yeah. So, Dewey, did you just touch my ass?
Sir, from this distance, it's impossible. Deesh.
I broke another window.
Dad's going to be pissed.
All right. Those are some beers that Matt Beardipper 87 is looking out for.
That's me.
The beers. Nick.
It's just not the same.
What are you looking out for?
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Do you need a stout variant program that's independent?
Program? Indie Stout variant program.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to sign up for that.
All right.
How much is that? $5 a month?
Put away your Goose Islands because Eclipse from 5050 Brewing is here.
Oh.
They have...
But what about the vanilla goose?
15 varietals of Eclipse 5050, all with different wax. And then you got to get your...
better have different wax.
You got to get your decoder ring out to decipher what wax came from where.
Was it a spin wax? Was it a...
Yeah. So the ivory wax with green glitter is your vanilla rye.
Oh.
If you're looking for vanilla.
Green glitter.
Yeah.
How many ivory waxes are there? How many ivory wax variants are there?
Just one ivory with green glitter. But they have silver, honey, brown... aqua pearl, tangerine, coral, lime green, forest green, blue pearl, bright yellow, ivory. Oh, there's another ivory. Ivory with gold glitter.
Yeah, gold glitter.
Green glitter? No, gold glitter.
No, gold glitter.
Sapphire blue.
Gold.
Blue pearl with gold glitter and gray.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. So I am looking out for some Blue Pearl, which is Woodford Reserve Barrel.
Mm-hmm. Solid beer.
Solid beer. Willing to try the Forest Green, which is Knob Creek Rye Barrel.
I'm willing to try this.
Well, you know, these are $35 bottles. So if somebody wants to share.
Yeah.
I am a good sharer.
I'm good at sharing. Good at sharing. I will drink the thing you brought.
How about Bright Yellow's Buffalo Trace barrels?
Sure.
What else you want to know? What? Silver? It's coconut.
Oh, it's coconut. Yeah. Nope.
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 Honey, the honey color wax is maple.
All right.
Threw you for a loop there, huh?
Yeah.
Honey color wax?
Maple.
Honey. No, maple. Brown is a mocha variant.
Duh.
See, nailed it. There's a peach one in there. That sounds gross.
Ooh.
But there you go. Eclipse 2018. I'm going treasure hunting this weekend. I think there's some in the valley.
All right. Oh, where would you find that in the valley?
I'm gonna guess Moroshell, if not them, probably one of the MGAs.
Moroshell did have quite a few of them.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Broa and Shields.
They looked just like, hey, they have them. $30. I'm out of here.
$30? Yeah. How?
Going to go cash in my rewards card.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those. I just need a couple more stamps and I can cash in some.
Stamp it up.
Stamp it up.
Stamp it up.
Is that all you're looking out for?
That's all I need.
All right. I'm just gonna throw one out there. Beechwood's Strange Brute. Strange Brute. Look what's inside of you. Yeah.
Get your thinking toque on, eh?
Yeah. Hopefully there's a clap. It's all, I need a brewery that just has all Clapton related names. I always talk about Van Halen. I'm actually a huge Clapton fan too, so. Any Clapton related beers? I'm gonna look out.
Slow hops.
Ooh, slow hands, slow hops. Mate, hops that are slow to ferment.
That's right.
There you go.
All of the beers.
Yeah.
All of the IPAs.
You guys are so slow. Ferment already. That's it. That's all we need to look out for. I mean, it's a weird week. Nobody's really talking about new beers or anything like that. We're waiting for 2019.
Whoa. Grammar.
Have some more beer money.
Oh,
this week I hope we all had a great Christmas. Matt, what did you drink over Christmas break?
Whew. I picked up a 6-pack of Internite, so I've been drinking some of those.
From Internite, from what is
Stone,
that?
Stone. That's the Metallica beer from Stone.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Is that the lager?
Pilsner.
Oh, it's a Pilsner. Sorry.
Yeah, get
sorry.
It right.
Sorry.
I opened a barrel-aged old Rasputin XVI, which apparently I've had for 5 years.
I was going to say, like, where did that come from?
You that just, was in my refrigerator.
Were you just, like, rooting? Rooting around like we do in the fridge mic here? You're just all, wait, oh, I got this.
Yeah, so I looked it up. I was like, come on, I don't know what year this is. And it was, like, January 10th, 2014 was its first check-in on Untappd. So. Ooh. It survived some time. It was probably at the tail end. It cooled off. It wasn't too hot. So it was drinking all right.
It's a cool beer.
City of the Sun, some beer I was drinking out in the towers.
I saw that. Is that fresh?
It was November.
Okay. I feel like City of the Sun's a summer beer. So I saw you check it out. I was like, that's got to be old.
I wouldn't have drank it if it was
old. This is old. I'm not drinking this.
Drain pour.
And then,
can I go up to the drain from the taps or any bar? I'm just all just right in front of the bartender who has no concept of beer geeks and just pour it in there. what are you doing? It's a drain pour.
Serving me old beer. I want my money back.
She's all, I'm not giving your money back. I don't care. As long as somebody videos this and puts it on Instagram.
Please.
Drink more.
Hold my phone.
And Matt, sorry.
And then when at Stone's, you drink Sherman. So I had one of those.
Oh, they got Sherman there at least. Mm-hmm. I worry about so because I'm planning on my
Sherman and Half Dome.
My visit back. What? Okay. Sherman, Half Dome, any other craft beers?
And in there? Three other beers.
So Sherman.
I'm gonna have they have in there. Five draft handles.
But bottles, though?
I don't know.
Newcastle.
I mean, yep. I had pale ale, so I don't
they
know.
Have Bass.
So they don't have fridges with doors, and they didn't have any cans on the bar, so I don't know what they had. I saw a door open, and I saw Sierra Nevada Pale and PBR, so obviously I had a Sierra Nevada Pale.
Sure.
That's all I know. From New Glory, I enjoyed a Psyched IPA, and it was good.
Yeah. Man, lots of New Glory. That is all New Glory.
And then
they better give you a nice seat next time you go back to New Glory.
From Zaxa Brewing, It's All Gouda and the Hellibiscus.
Oh, man.
Those are some. There's many more beers that I can't.
This is some highlights.
I didn't take photos. I didn't check in anything over the weekend. So there is stuff that will be remembered.
All right. It's understandable. Bearder Brewer 87 on Untappd. Be his friend. You can see. You can tell him what he checked in. And you're like, hey, a few days later, you're like, hey, Matt, you checked into this. You'd be like, all right. You say so. Nick.
But.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
I've had the new Firestone Walker Anniversary Ale 22.
Oh, how's that new one? It's a blend. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the blend is? What's the blend?
I think it's mostly Sticky Monkey this year.
Firestone Anniversary Ale. It's just Sticky Monkey.
It's just Sticky Monkey. We had lots. It didn't sell that well.
We just put some more Sticky Monkey in there. Yep. What the hell?
It tasted very barley whiny.
They just put a drop of some like lager in there. You know.
It's a blend.
It's our new blend for our anniversary.
You'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
Oop, don't do that. No. Come back.
Oh, Nick 80.
So I had that. Then I had the Stone Chocovesa.
Chocovesa.
Old beer, but it still tasted good.
Chocovesa.
I did bring out a 2015 Eclipse for the Christmas Eve.
Oh.
That was the Woodford Reserve barrel.
At least Matt was there to appreciate it.
Yes.
Everyone else was like, yeah, whatever.
It's a beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's pretty good. Is that beer? It's pretty good. Oh.
You're like, actually, that's a 2015 Eclipse. You need to stop and
respect it.
Yeah, we were just digging old beer out of our fridges. We're like, oh, better just get rid of that stuff.
Look at you guys. Yep. Clearing out. Got to cleanse yourself. Get ready for that 2019.
Yes.
Open year. You know, what's going to happen?
Waiting for the hoppy stouts.
Hoppy stouts.
Some Jubilee Ale from Deschutes. Nice winter warmer.
Mm-hmm.
The old traditional narwhal. Still a few of those floating around. Ooh. Bacon and eggs is my Christmas morning beer.
Wow.
Pizza port.
How old was that?
I don't know. Probably old.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was from like...
Probably springtime.
Yeah. May?
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
April or May.
Uh-huh. It's been sitting in the fridge.
That's all right.
Waiting for
it. It's fine.
Coffee held up. Still tasted fine.
Wow. That's... Wow.
Wow. Nelson was my
from Alpine Ridge?
Christmas Eve watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I watched that this year. It's good.
It's good. And a 2017 Parabola mixed in there. Parabolas.
Nice.
Yes. That one settled out nicely.
Hmm.
1 year later.
Ooh.
I had brought a 2015 Parabola for Christmas Day, but we weren't hitting the sharing too hard, so it went back into the cellar.
Zink. You didn't leave that one, huh? You're like,
nope.
Not going to leave this
one. That one needs to be shared. If I left it with... either the brother or the stepdad, they would have drank it themselves.
It's been like,
this was in the fridge, like, so I cracked it open. I hope you don't mind.
Thanks for the personal beer fest. Well, I went to Zach's Brewing. I did
day drinking
on the guise of Christmas shopping. I'm like, honey, I gotta do Christmas shopping. If you want me to get you a gift without you knowing, I'm gonna have to go out shopping. Okay, that's great.
By myself, that is. Yep,
by myself. I just went to Zach's and Tug's going. Like, woo!
Brought her back some coasters. How did
those gifts go, honey? Oh, great. Great. Got them all.
Hope you like coasters.
Woo! Everybody likes coasters.
But you can't guess what I got you.
Woo!
But your drinks will not leave a ring on the table.
I was at Zach's Brewing. I'll tell you this. Little highlight or reco for you. Sit at one of the stools near the register, near where they have the computer screen.
Okay.
Because you get to hear everybody that's coming up that aren't, you know, on our level, because we're at a pretty awesome level, that come up and, you know, the stuff that Matt hears every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you and I, Nick, don't hear it all the time. So I got to just sit there and hear random people coming up, you know, ordering. Almost every person that came up was like was either asking about Chocotasso or ordering Chocotasso. Oh, shit. And just like Chocotasso was, maybe my ear is just trained to hear Chocotasso. But I swear it was just like Chocotasso. What's a Chocotasso? I was just like, oh my God, is this really happening? I'm just sitting here and just rando people are coming up, like trying to figure out what the hell is going on with Chocotasso. What's a Chocotasso? And I'm just like,
I know.
As I'm looking at a calendar with Chew Your Beer looking at me from a calendar. From across the bar.
This is a Chocotasso.
People are just completely oblivious, going like, oh, Chocotasso, what's that? And this one guy was like, he was describing to his friend, like, oh, it's like an angry bastard. It's like an angry bastard. One rando guy described Chocotasso as angry bastard.
Angry bastard.
He said, oh, it's like angry bastard.
Wait,
I'm just like, oh my God!
That's not right at all.
No, I'm just like, I love this. I'm just listening to this guy talk about some random person in the public eye talking about Chocotasso as an angry bastard. I'm just like, what world am I living in right now?
Can I go to Stone and order an angry bastard?
Yeah. Wow, this is like a Chocotasso. What? Yeah, it's Angry Bastards. Like, it tastes like a chocolate tasso. So, I enjoyed that thoroughly. Going to Zach's and just sitting at the bar.
Fly on the wall.
I don't get that very much, to just by myself go to a bar and just sit there. And it was enjoyable. Josh O'Teehee was there. Wow. He came up to me.
Oh, so you're drinking with celebrities.
Yeah, celebrities. And then I went over to Tioga. Had a couple beers. Saw Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Beard Brewery.
Yeah, so, you did.
Enjoyed it. Had a Christmas beer. Figure I'm not going to have this again. So
damn it.
Had one of the Christmas card. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Good beer. I'll miss that beer. I hope it comes back next year somehow. The Spruce Tip.
Sprucey Tippy.
I think it might happen.
All right. It's good beer. And yeah, and cheers to Tioga for posting my picture on their Instagram.
Nice.
I don't get that very
photography
much.
Photography skills.
Yeah.
Credit.
They've been known to borrow photos from people, and I knew we needed something for Christmas Day, so yes. The big boss surprised us with choosing Mikey's photo.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
Presents under the tree.
He spent Christmas in Disneyland, and he's like, do you guys need anything for me while I'm gone? I'm like, as long as you figure out a Christmas Day post, I'm all, you can do whatever you want.
Do it all you want.
Give the mouse all your money.
Cheers. Hot. Yeah. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Cheers. 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 It's the end of the show, and we'll give you lots of cheers.
I'm going to go with Matt. I want Matt to do start cheers off.
Cheers out to the Jasons. You did a thing. Keep your brewery going. Cheers out to Gumby. Thank you for donating beer. Cheers out to Matt Vaught. He was at the Christmas Eve party at the Zach's, and he's a rather cool fellow. It's probably the most I've been able to get to know him. And then my last cheers is out to Scotty B.
Oh, man.
He was holding up one end of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I got out of work, I kind of hung out there and drank a kombucha before I got on the road. And so I got to pick his brain on a few things and hang out and talk to him. It was pretty cool.
Scotty B.
Jinx.
Buy me a Coke.
Oh, well. I'll do it.
I love gold.
I don't know. I did Matt probably brought this? I don't know. From permutation series number 55 goes with guava, pomegranate, pineapple, lime, and orange. Trillium. Is it Trillium beer? I see a Trillium flower there, but I don't see any indication of Trillium, so. Whatever.
Maybe I did.
It's nameless. There's no name on it, so I don't know. I feel like probably Matt Bryant.
Aged in stainless steel fermenters.
Stainless steel
fermenters. It says Trillium Brewing right there.
All right. Trillium Beer. It's fun.
It's fun. Check your dates.
Nick.
Cheers.
Cheers to, since it's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year and we're giving out some cheers.
Do you want to say cheers to Captain Fwifo for all the...
Oh, yeah. Back episoding.
Yeah, the history of the show updates for us as he's continued his journey from one to present day. Ooh, that's rich.
Woo!
Cheers to Loyo and Danielle from Drake's for all the beers from the Drake's beers this year.
Fun this year.
Had lots of good stuff from them, especially the Barrel Age Draconic series was very nice. Dust Bowl Brewing's treated us well this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they continuously give us beer. Although I have no indication that they hear about it or see us posted on social media or anything. But they still send us beer. So thank you, Dust Bowl. Cheers. Anybody, any brewery that wants to send us beer and get it on the show, we've got a UPS box. Look at the show notes. Whatever thing you're listening to the show on, probably at the bottom of that post, there's an address. You can send us whatever you want, man.
Whatever you want.
Well, man. There you go.
As always, cheers to our Florida reps. They've been holding up the East Coast for us. And cheers to Fire Dog Brewing. Hope to see them in 2019.
2019, looking out for Fire Dog to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Long Beach, actually Hawthorne, I believe. All right.
All right. And cheers to Matt and Mikey. I did it first. Now you guys can blame if you do it.
Now I look stupid. Cheers to Nick and Matt.
Nope, did it.
Damn it. Yeah, great, great year of podcasting with you guys. Another great year. Cheers to our Golden Gods all year.
Absolutely.
Golden Gods kept us going all year. There really were times there have been times where I've been like, Nick, Matt, I think I'm gonna need some help getting this P.O. box paid for here, guys. I need some help. Didn't have to do any of that this year because of the Golden Gods. Give us money every month, $5 or more, via the website Patreon. They're the go-between.
Mm-hmm.
The $5 or more a month, these Golden Gods give us to the show, and we use that to pay for things like stickers, the UPS box, which comes up next month. If it wasn't for the Golden Gods, we wouldn't be able to have that. Stickers pretty soon. A couple months, we're going to print some stickers out. We'll just leave them at Zach's Brewing.
There you go.
Just go in there, get a free sticker at Zach's. All this kind of stuff happens because the Golden Gods give us money. And the cool thing about Patreon is we get to give you the Golden God bonus content, such as the tailgate show before the show, where you get to listen to 105.1
the blaze.
You get to listen to the blaze with us
and us yell at Louis.
Yep, Louis. And then there's long pauses.
Uh huh.
And then we're like,
show notes.
What are we gonna do? Get to listen to that. So that's fun, right? So cheers, you guys. It really helps us a lot, and I really appreciate it. And cheers to everyone that gave us a beer sent us beer this year. XL Barrel comes to mind because he's really a consistent sender, but I don't want to diminish anyone that sent us beer. Colin and Janine, just everybody just been so gracious with their beer sending and so awesome to us. And just cheers to everybody that shares the show on their own social media and talks about it. And I've met a few listeners recently and out of various places, and it's pretty cool. And I don't know. I love the show. Love everyone. Love the community, the Perfect Pour community, and appreciate you guys just all week long, just back and forth with us, and when we're out and about hanging out and stuff like that. So, and just... dang, cheers to the Zach's, man. That's finally a thing, and we can just go there now whenever we feel like it, Thursday through Saturday, and just hang out. I'm like, I'm just going to go down to Zach's. And then you can't go to Zach's without going to Tioga.
Check.
You could, but I mean, I do go down
against
there.
It.
I do go down there without going to Hot PK sometimes, so I guess at some point in my life I'll go down to Zach's and not go to Tioga. I don't know, but it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm just can't wait for some other, like, Chew Your Beer to get his schedule cleared so he can go down to Zach's and for Zach's to be able to take some beers out of there and send some chocotazo to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was cleaning tanks last week, last weekend, I should say. So he should be brewing this week.
Ooh. All those tanks are just getting... So So as Matt's advice is always like, you need more. You need more. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? He needs more. More tanks.
More tanks. Yep.
You cannot have enough tanks, is what we've learned. Thank you guys for having a great year of podcasting 2018. Looking forward to 2019. The craft beer world is our oyster. We're going to eat it all. Right. I don't know how you eat oysters, but we're going to do however you eat oysters, we're going to do
that. We're going to shuck it up.
We're going to shuck it up.
Filter them first.
Oh, no. Everything's unfiltered.
Everything.
2019, no filters.
No filters.
No filter.
Au naturel.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And we're podcasting. Woo-hoo.